This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Daniel Craig was very blunt about not wanting to play the role of James Bond ever again. He said, quote, "I would rather break this glass and slash my wrists. All I want to do is move on. I have a life and I've got to get on with it a bit, but we'll see. It would only be for the money." Well, I'm sure the studio just loved seeing that in print. Mr. Craig will be playing Bond in the upcoming film Spectre, due out November 6th. Well, so much for fall 2017 as the opening time of the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures. The $300 million project by the group behind the Oscars is now expected to open on Wilshire Boulevard's Museum Row in the spring of 2018. Why the delay? Oh, there's this citizens group who threatened to sue if the Academy didn't satisfy its concerns about a few little bitty things: traffic congestion, parking, and signage. Tesla and SpaceX owner Elon Musk has some advice for newly installed, for the second time, CEO of Twitter Jack Dorsey, who also holds the same position at payment startup Square. Musk said, quote, "I wouldn't recommend running two companies. It decreases your freedom a lot." Now, this coming from a man who averages 6 hours of sleep a day, has clocked in 100-hour working weeks for 15 years, averages one flight every 2 days for work, and still has time to take his five kids on a cross-country road trip. Show off. Looks like the film Pan, starring Hugh Jackman, is a colossal flop. The $150 million movie has only made $22 million so far. That means Warner Brothers, the studio that greenlit the film with ambitions of turning it into a fantasy franchise, should brace itself for steep write-downs. In order for the studio to make a profit, a film like Pan will need to do at least $350 to $400 million globally. A domestic debut on this level makes that figure highly unlikely. The Emmy Award-winning series Fargo is back for a second season, this time starring Ted Danson and Jean Smart. The series goes back to 1979, and together with three excellent plot lines that'll converge to an unforgettable climax by series end, has a great soundtrack too. Catch the new season of Fargo airing now. It's not to be missed. You know, when a mysterious neighbor decides to make an appearance at your block party, it usually doesn't turn out to be a rock star. Celebrated musician Jack White has called Nashville home for a while, but this weekend was the first time that he was able to attend his suburban neighborhood's annual potluck. Yep, Jack White mingled with his street's fellow residents, ate barbecue, and had a good time, according to our sources. Time and time again, folks would say, "Nice to meet you," not having a clue as to who he was. They must have all been country fans. Just 4 months ago, Australian singer Sia and her documentary filmmaker husband Eric Anders Lang shelled out $4.7 million for a five-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bathroom home here in the Los Feliz area. Now they've put the house up for sale, mind you, this is 4 months later, for $5 million, a cool $300,000 more than they originally paid. Well, there you go. Real estate in LA is hot, hot, hot. Still, who wants to pack again after 4 months? Open Road Films has announced a new release date for its biopic on whistleblower Edward Snowden. Originally set for release on Christmas Day, Open Road has pushed Snowden back to May 13th. The Oliver Stone-directed film stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt as the man who released thousands of classified documents about U.S. domestic spying, among other things. He was granted temporary asylum by Russia and is currently living in Moscow. Steve McQueen's Papillon is getting the remake green light. In the 1973 original, McQueen played a criminal who was unjustly convicted of murder in 1930s France and condemned to life in a South American prison. Dustin Hoffman played a counterfeiter who agrees to finance Papillon's prison escapes in exchange for protection in prison. No word yet on a cast or a release date. FilmRise Studios announced it's acquired the rights to Amy Berg's Janis Joplin documentary, Janis, Little Girl Blue, to be released in select theaters on November 27th. Janis, Little Girl Blue examines the iconic rock and roll singer with exclusive interviews with friends and family and never-before-seen letters, photos, audio, and video footage of Joplin. The documentary also includes a number of letters Joplin wrote to her parents, read by singer Chan Marshall, aka Cat Power. After premiering in theaters in November and expanding in December, Janis, Little Girl Blue will make its U.S. TV broadcast premiere on PBS's American Masters in 2016. It will then be offered worldwide for licensing. Janis Joplin died from a heroin overdose in 1971 at the age of 27, but left behind an amazing body of work. Who knew that Beyoncé was a Big Lebowski fan? No, you didn't? Well, neither did we. It seems that when Queen Bey heard that the mansion in the film that was owned by Lebowski went on the market, she decided that she had to have it. And so, Beyoncé, Jay-Z, and their daughter Blue Ivy will be moving in. Can you picture Beyoncé and Jay-Z bowling? Comedian Bill Cosby is seeking to hire a criminal defense lawyer as suburban prosecutors revisit a 2005 sexual assault complaint against him. In the civil suit, Andrea Constance said she had met Cosby through her job with the women's basketball program at Temple University, where Cosby served on the board of trustees. She said he befriended and mentored her. But in a January 2004 visit to his home, she said he gave her three pills for stress, and she later woke up with her clothes askew. Cosby, in a sworn deposition released this year, acknowledged he had sexual contact with Constance that night, but said it was consensual. We'll keep you posted.
The trash bin.
Actor George Clooney has allegedly dumped his wife Amal on the eve of their one-year anniversary. According to sources, George has gone back to hanging out with his drinking buddies while she's buried in her court duties. At the beginning of last month, human rights attorney Amal arrived in the Maldives to defend the former president, Mohamed Nasheed, who's charged with terrorism. Sources tell us that Amal is very connected with many world leaders, and George was hoping that this would also propel him into being a political heavyweight. That hasn't been the case, and George has been getting impatient. We hope that George and Amal work things out. If not, a divorce could cost George in the neighborhood of $220 million.
The news wrap-up.
Brian Grazer, co-chairman of Imagine Entertainment, is developing an Eddie Murphy comedy for Netflix, though no deals have been signed yet. Endemol Beyond USA has launched Smasher, an online gaming site aiming for a male-centric demographic. Twitter X CEO Dick Costolo has been tapped to become a consultant on HBO's Silicon Valley.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Martian starring Matt Damon continued its reign at the top.
The number one album.
Janet Jackson has her seventh number one album this week.
The number one app.
Minecraft Story Mode is the top-selling app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
The Survivor by Vince Flynn and Kyle Mills enters the charts at number one.
Janet Jackson is back with her first new studio album in 7 years called Unbreakable. She's announced a big tour that will take her throughout North America and overseas through the fall and well into late 2016. We're thrilled because she's teamed up with one of our faves, iconic rapper Missy Elliott, on her brand new song. Here's Janet Jackson featuring Missy Elliott with the song of the week, Burn It Up.
That's how I burn it up. Ain't no sitting down, gotta keep it up. Me and Missy got the whole room jumping on. Instant motion from the second to drop. We got a head thing of bringing the beat, it's so hot. So tell me what you wanna do. Don't do nothing stupid. What is happening in front of you? All it is love on the booth.
Here we go.
I'm gonna DJ play this beat, gon' dance like no one's watching. Hey, Mr. DJ, get that track and won't you turn it up? I'ma dance all night and I don't care who's up there watching. I just give me that fire and I'm gonna show you how to burn it up. That's how I burn it up. That's how I burn it up.
From her brand new album Unbreakable, that was Janet Jackson featuring Missy Elliott with the song of the week, Burn It Up. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.